The Inspector General of Intelligence and Security has warned that the government's proposed security changes will significantly expand ASIO's powers to include overseas crime that is not necessarily related to terrorism. The Inspector General, Vivian Thom, has appeared before Parliament's Joint Committee on Intelligence and Security this morning, as political correspondent Louise Yaxley reports.
With the first set of counter-terrorism laws now through the Parliament, the second set is already being considered. It would give security agencies more powers to deal with the threat of terrorism in Australia, as well as so-called foreign fighters who have travelled overseas to join conflicts. Dr. Vivian Thom says the proposal seemed to allow ASIO to have much wider powers.
Changes to various offences, particularly those relating to foreign incursions, will have the effect of significantly extending the definition of security in the ASIO Act. In a practical sense, this means that existing ASIO powers in the ASIO Act, such as warrants and access to metadata, could be available in a broader range of circumstances. These changes would extend ASIO's powers into areas of criminal conduct overseas that would not normally be described as terrorism or national security.
The Assistant Inspector General, Jake Blight, says that significantly widens the powers.
The proposed changes to the foreign incursion and recruitment provisions, which will become part of the definition of security, include an offence, for example, of going overseas with the intention of engaging in hostile activity. You then jump to the definition of hostile activity, which has got a sub-definition of engaging in subverting society. When you look at the actual words of engaging in subverting society, it has the same physical elements that a terrorism offence would, so serious damage to property, serious harm to a person, but it doesn't have any mental element, any political or ideological requirement like the definition of terrorism does. So, for example, going overseas to commit a serious assault because of a long-standing family grievance, that would be subverting society under the new definition, because it would be going overseas with the intention of harming someone, and there's no requirement that it be for an ideological or political motive. I'm just highlighting that the offence of going overseas with the intention of engaging in subverting society, whilst it has the same physical elements as a terrorism offence and is no doubt very serious in criminal conduct, it doesn't have the political or ideological element to the offence. To conduct an act of terrorism under the criminal code, you've got to have the action and a certain intention.
So it encompasses non-politically motivated criminal conduct?
Potentially, yes.
Right, potentially.
Dr. Thom's told the committee that her office will be carefully watching how ASIO uses proposed new powers to suspend passports or temporarily cancel visas for 14 days.
Particularly given the low threshold and limitation on review. In particular, close oversight would be warranted of any decision to recommend a second or subsequent suspension, which would have the effect of extending the 14 or 28-day limit.
Dr. Thom questions the wording of the power given to ASIO to suspend passports or visas. The bill says that decision can be made by ASIO itself, rather than a nominated person like the Director General of Security.
In my view, it's better practice for decisions to be made by nominated individuals who are then accountable for those decisions. But in my view, it is preferable for me to be able to identify the individual who's made the decision rather than the agency. In my view, it does reduce accountability somewhat because the decision has to be based on a suspicion on reasonable grounds. If it's an individual making a suspicion or having a suspicion on reasonable grounds, you can question the individual and identify the individual. If it's an agency making it, I mean, you would have to find out the person who is actually responsible for the decision, but I think it's much more transparent to us if there's an individual.
Dr. Thom says she's raised the issue with the Attorney General's department, but says time for discussion has been limited because she only saw the bill for the first time last week.
Louise Yaxley in Canberra.